And let's turn now to fracking. While most of the focus about the side effects of fracking has been on drinking water, air pollution, earthquakes, regulators in Pennsylvania are working on another less discussed but no less serious result of oil and gas development: forest fragmentation. That's what happens when things like well pads, roads, pipelines crisscross the landscape and carve up large swaths of forest into small chunks. As Marie Cusick of WITF in Harrisburg reports, foresters are trying to help gas companies figure out the best ways to clean up after themselves.
In the 6 years since gas companies began fracking in Pennsylvania's state forests, none of the nearly 1,700 affected acres has been fully restored to the way it was before the gas boom began.
We are in the Tyodotten State Forest above Waterville, Pennsylvania. We are building a mock well pad to test different soil and ecological restoration techniques.
Kelly Sitch is a botanist with Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. He spends a lot of time in the woods, keeping an eye on how gas development is changing the landscape. This mock well pad is his latest research project.
And the overall goal of this is to figure out kind of how to put the forest back together, right?
Right. We want to go from a well pad that at the time is essentially non-forest to a reclaimed site where we're kind of restoring ecosystem function.
This one-acre clearing is a scaled-down version of what would be left after a gas company has brought in the big drilling rig, finished up the fracking, and put the wells into production. So what's it look like? While the trees are gone, the soil is compacted, and there are lots of rocks lying around. State Forester Ben Gamble is digging through them as he plants sapling.
So we're in the process of loosening up some soil and planting some bare root seedlings in the area surrounding this pad. So there are a lot of stones up here. Some of the soils are mixed,
which is very much what we would see at many of the well pads following some sort of interim reclamation.
The research team here is trying to figure out different techniques to repair the forest after fracking companies are gone. On one end of the spectrum, they left the soil and compacted rocks and added topsoil. On the other end, they dug furrows nearly 2 feet down to loosen the ground, then added topsoil. Penn State University senior Bill Wall is among a group of students helping out.
At Penn State, you learn a lot about the Chesapeake Bay and fracking. Those are the two things that's pushed on our degree, but I've never been to a fracking pad, and I've never seen, like, you just look at it from Google Images. It's pretty eye-opening, I guess, that the fragmentation that occurs with the infrastructure that goes into developing natural gas.
Of the nearly 200 well pads in Pennsylvania's forests, only about 10 have been partially reclaimed, meaning some equipment has been removed and perhaps grasses, shrubs, or trees have been planted. Patrick Drohan hopes to find best practices companies can use now, before they've packed up and left the area for good. Drohan teaches ecosystem science at Penn State's College of Agricultural Science. He's leading the research here.
What we're trying to do here is show how if you go a couple extra steps by alleviating that compaction and by diversifying your plantings, you can greatly improve that status quo. And so that can be used now.
Gas development is just the latest challenge for Pennsylvania's foresters, says Kelly Sitch from the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
In my mind, this is just a new part of our mission to restore Pennsylvania forests. It's a little bit more complex. It's a little bit different than what we learned in ecology or forestry school, but it follows along those same lines.
Sitch's research team will be watching this patch of land for a long time to see which techniques work the best. It could be decades, even generations, until the state's forests fully recover from the natural gas boom. For Here and Now, I'm Marie Cusick.
And Marie's story comes to us from State Impact Pennsylvania, a public media project reporting on Pennsylvania's energy economy.